Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us here at End Time World News, and you're just joining the podcast for the first time, welcome. We're a podcast about God and Jesus Christ and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, and all the current and world events that's taking place right now, all the worldwide events and everything, and chaotic events, and I mean everything from the war in Russia to the COVID vaccine and everything in between. We cover a little bit of everything, dealing mostly how that deals with prophecy and different things like that, folks. And so that's what I hope that gives you a little bit of idea what we cover. And again, we always take that from a Christian perspective. And again, this podcast goes out to Christians and non-Christians all over the world, folks. This is a global podcast. I know I've been away, and I just want to say this, folks. I do apologize. I've been away for a little while, or just not able to record for a while. I've been going through some personal challenges and issues, mainly just as I prepare, God willing, of course, and your prayers were definitely welcome here, as I prepare the move from Michigan back down to Florida. You know, I've had some offers come through. I accepted one offer, then the person pulled back at the last minute for whatever reason, so that fell through. And then I also had another offer where, unfortunately, I ended up sending down a little bit of money and I got scammed. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of the way it goes sometimes. And again, your prayers are definitely welcome. We're all real. We're all human. We all bleed. We all fall short of the glory of God. And we're definitely all sinners. And I've learned that, you know, even though I might be pretty sharp in a lot of things, God willing, and blessed by God, you know, sometimes even the best of us can get deceived, and even the best of us can get ripped off. So that's what's been going on. I've been preparing myself mentally and emotionally and physically, trying to prepare myself to move. And like I said, a couple things have fell in. The plans have kind of backfired a couple times, and so there's still a couple more things out there. And so I hope and pray, God willing, I can get out of this, because it's great to be up here in the state of Michigan. I absolutely love seeing and spending time with my sisters, brother-in-laws, aunts, uncles, cousins, all the way, you know, through fourth and fifth generation. But, you know, it's just time to go. You know, I've been down in Florida for 19 years, came up here to help them out on some remodeling issues and different things like that. So it's just time to go. And, you know, we live two different lifestyles. They live one lifestyle, which I understand, and I live a different lifestyle. So, you know, we can part as brothers and sisters in Christ, but we might not agree on everything. And that's just kind of where this conversation is going and going to end right now. So we might not necessarily agree on everything, but we can part as brothers and sisters in Christ, and also brothers and sisters in the family. So I don't want to elaborate too much on that, but that's about as far as that goes. Folks, today's news come from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's article is very interesting. Walensky, and this is the head of the CDC, admits the CDC spread misinformation on COVID and vaccine safety. And that article was written one day before, so that was written on the 16th, Friday, yesterday. September 16th, 2022. So very interesting. And again, the title of the article from naturalnews.com, Walensky admits CDC spread misinformation on the COVID vaccine safety. And Rochelle Walensky is the director of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that admitted that her agency spread misinformation about the safety of the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccines. And here we go. We're going to get into that and break that down just a little bit here, folks. And so hang in there and stay with me. This is going to be very interesting. So here we go. In a September 2nd letter addressed to Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican of the state of Wisconsin, the CDC director admitted that the agency had not analyzed certain data types of adverse event reports at all in 2021. This contradicted the public agency's earlier remarks that it had scrutinized these reports as early as February that year of 2021. So they're saying that they did scrutinize it, but in reality, the director of the agency, Rochelle Walensky of the CDC, is saying that they did not. So there's a lie right there, folks. The CDC performed a PRR, which is a proportional reporting ratio analysis between March 25th, 2022 and July 31st, 2022. She wrote, the CDC also recently addressed previous statements made to the Epoch Times to clarify the PRR analysis that were not run between February 26, 2021 and September 20th, 2021. However, in an earlier June 16th letter from the CDC, Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, Director Roger Adana stated that the agency did not conduct a PRR analysis. The program staff within the Immunization and Safety Office informed me that no PRRs were conducted by the CDC, he replied. Legal consultant for the Children's Health and Defense Fund. Furthermore, data mining is outside of the agency's purview. A month later, Adan sent his letter to the CDC director, John Sue, told the Epoch Times that the agency began performing the PRR test in February 2021 and continues to do the same. Sue heads the CDC's vaccine safety team in charge of the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or known as VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. The inconsistency led by the Epoch Times to reach out to the CDC to clarify either Adan or Sue was telling the truth, either or. The spokesman said for the public health agency reported that in an email, at no time have the CDC or any of its employees have potentially provided false information. And then, of course, according to the spokesman, the false and contradicting information was given because the CDC thought the Epoch Times and the CDC were asking about the empirical Bayesian data mining. Walensky described EB data mining as more of a robust technique to analyze the disproportionate reporting. However, both of the news outlet and the health freedom organization specifically indicated the PRRs in their inquiries. So I'll take a break right there for just a second, folks, and digress. So what you have here is Rochelle Walensky of the CDC director, still running the place there, the criminal and corrupt CDC. She's running that agency, and they're not being transparent to the American public. Most governments, by the way, are not transparent to the American public. And that's the thing, you know, the military under Biden is getting to that point quickly, but about the only honest agencies really were the military. That's the only agency that you could really get the bottom line. Is and talking to one of the generals, and you could talk to the general and you'll get a bottom line answer, but even that, they have to bite their tongue nowadays. So, you know, the information in general, coming out of the U.S. government is always going to be limited, always going to be twisted. It's not going to be the 100% truth. It's what their perception of the truth that they want you to hear. That's how that goes, folks. So it's whatever they want you to hear, and then that'll be your perception of the truth, whatever you determine what is true and what is not true based on their information, half facts, or what they tell the American public. Okay, Johnson dissatisfied with Walensky's information. Johnson, again, he's a Senate of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, did not hide his dissatisfaction over Rochelle Walensky's inadequate and unacceptable response. You have failed to explain why the CDC made inconsistent statements about data it generates to track these adverse events, he wrote in a September 12th letter. Your lack of clarity calls into question whether or not the CDC and continues to sufficiently monitor COVID-19 vaccine adverse events and adverse reactions. Johnson also said in his letter, stated that the public health agency lacked any justification for why it had performed PRR during certain periods and not others. Moreover, he accused Walensky of providing no explanation as to why Sue's assertion contradicted her September 2nd letter and why Andon's June 2022 response had dwelled, you know. So moreover, they clearly asked the CDC to provide the data that supposedly generated to track the vaccine adverse events. You failed to do so. This data should be made public immediately to better inform the American people about the risk and specific adverse events to the COVID-19 vaccines. So, you know, I mean, this is how it goes, folks. You know, it just goes on and on and on. You know, the Republican Center also asked Walensky several questions, which are not indicated below. Or some are indicated below, excuse me. Why did the CDC not conduct the PRRs from February 26, 2021 to September 30th, 2021? Then decide to conduct PRRs from March 25th, 2022?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
2 through July 31st, 2022. And I could tell you why, folks. I could tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Answer the first question. Why did the CDC not conduct the PRRs? Well, because that's when they were having a lot of great adverse events and a great adverse reaction to the shot. A lot of people, let's put it this way, a lot of people were having massive adverse reactions. People were dying off. It's just that simple. Then that number went down. That number went down from March 25th, 2022 to July 2022. And then the next question is, why and when, did the CDC decide that it stopped conducting PRRs? Well, they stopped conducting PRRs when it is convenient for the CDC. In other words, when the numbers are good for them, the numbers are low, they conduct a test. When the numbers go up, adverse events happen over and over, tens of thousands of them, they scrap the data collecting, they scrap the data mining. In other words, they quit tracking this stuff, folks. This is the honest to God opinion. But again, I'm sure I'm probably onto something, at least I hope, God willing, but I'm pretty sure I'm onto something. When the numbers favor any governmental agency, folks, that's when they'll report it to the American people. If the numbers are onslaught, like millions of people are dying from COVID in the United States, they're not going to report them numbers. There's no way. There's no way on God's green earth they're going to do that. That's not who they are. They'll never, ever, ever do that, because that'll scare the American public and people quit taking the shot. They quit taking the poison, the vaccine, folks. Johnson gave Excuse me. The last question here. Why did the CDC misinform the public when it asserted no PRRs were conducted and the data mining is outside of the agency's purview? Who at the CDC approved the release of this misinformation? And then Johnson gave a deadline, September 19th, for Walensky to respond. The CDC, meanwhile, refused to comment on the matter. So, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks, and if you like the article. The link, by the way, will be down below, so you can review the article in its entirety there on naturalnews.com. Folks, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and asked Jesus to come into your life, Jesus and God Almighty, you know, the only way to God is through Jesus Christ, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've had a lot of challenges. I've had a lot of pain. I've had a lot of suffering. I've seen a lot of suffering. I know a lot of suffering. I'm witnessing it. I'm witnessing it right here in the state of Michigan with my very own eyes. And I've cried and cried and cried. I practically cried blood out of my tears sometimes. I've cried for family members, and it's so hard. And I cry and I pray and pray and pray, dear God, as I'll pray for all of you listening to this podcast this evening. I pray for all of you, and it's something that you have to give your life to Jesus Christ. You just have to. And I see my own family members here, not mentioning any names, but my own family members, they just refuse to. You know, for example, certain people will just show up for church and they think that's cool. It's like just like a social club, like you're tuning in and checking your Facebook. That's not cool. God doesn't like that. God doesn't want a participant. God wants somebody that's actually going to be a servant, that's going to serve God through Jesus Christ, folks. That's the key. God doesn't want a participant here. This story about your salvation is optional. Of course, God gives you the free will. God gives you his permissible free will. But this story about just being a participant, to just showing up at the show, showing up to the party, showing up to the movie, just checking in, saying, yeah, God bless, cool, I'm saved, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's just not real, folks. That's not real. That's not going to cut it. You literally have to give your life to Jesus Christ, folks. You do. And I think I'll do another podcast on that a little bit and go into more personal experience in detail. But you do have to give your life to Jesus Christ. And if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ right now, I invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ and invite him into your life. So I'm going to say a prayer, folks. This is known as a salvation prayer, basically. And I'm going to call for you to give your life to Jesus Christ right here, right now. And just repeat after me. Find a quiet spot, whether you have to run in a bathroom, lock a door, run in a closet, folks, go out in your car, your truck, lock the door. If you need 5 seconds away from the kids or 5 minutes away from the kids, this will only take 2 or 3 minutes. Just find a quiet spot, folks. Find a quiet spot where you can just say a little prayer. And I know times are hard right now. I'm seeing it all over Michigan. People are suffering. I see distant friends suffering. I see family members suffering and continuing to suffer. I've continued to suffer along with them as well up here. I've continued to suffer greatly. But, you know, I see people much worse than me. There's more people out there, more people all around the world that's in much worse shape than I do. And I just pray for these people. I do. And I pray for you as well. So find a nice quiet spot, folks, and repeat after me. Repeat this prayer. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness, and I ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Folks, and if you just prayed that prayer, God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Welcome to the family. Amen and amen and amen. If you just prayed that prayer, you can let me know about it. I've got a email if you want to write to me. I noticed that a lot of times I get a lot of spam and I have to delete a lot of spam. I noticed that sometimes this podcast, like I said, goes around the world. It generates lots and lots of email, folks, and I have to weed through lots of spam on a weekly basis. But if you're serious, let me know. If you pray this prayer, I'll continue to pray for you, folks. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Folks, and before I let you go here, I want to just say that if you've accepted Jesus Christ, the first thing is, there's just a couple steps here. First thing is, get yourself a Bible, get yourself a good holy Bible, and start digging into that Bible. Folks, I repeat, dig into the Bible. Dig in and start reading. I don't care if you're OCD like me and want to start at the beginning, which is the book of Genesis, and go through the end, which is Revelation, or else we're now actually living in the last days, so we're actually living in a Revelation. And so, you know, if you want to start in Revelation, go backwards to the front, then go back. It doesn't matter where you start. You can start Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I don't care where you start, folks. It doesn't matter. It's not up to me. It's up to you. That's between you and God. Just start reading. And then once you start reading, you get yourself a Bible. And for those here in the States, United States, you can order one through Amazon. If you don't have the money and are very, very poor, like I once was, you know, sometimes you might end up, and this is step number two here. You want to find a good Christian church that believes in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's what you want to do. A good Christian church that teaches the Word of God, folks. And that's what you want to find through Jesus Christ, a good Christian church. And you can go up to a pastor and a junior pastor, maybe a deacon, maybe a member, and just ask them, say, hey, I'm really poor. I'm on a budget. Could you get me a Bible? They'll be glad to oblige, folks. Any normal church that believes in God through Jesus Christ will get you a Bible. They'll get you a good Bible, and just start reading. And then once you read, find a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then once you do that, that's the second step. And the last step is, folks, is that once you get in there and get into the Bible, you got a good church, you're going to have a bunch of questions. So what you do is write your questions down. Write those questions down. Again, go back to the church. Go back to the church or call one of the, call your pastor, senior, junior pastor. You can even call a youth pastor if you want. Whatever. It's just somebody in that church, a good member of the church, a deacon, somebody, a good Christian member. That member will ask him or her to sit down and say, hey, can I have 30 minutes of your time? I got a bunch of questions about God I want to know. What's salvation? Now that I'm saved, what do I do? When's the second coming of Christ? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to act? How am I supposed to treat people? Why did they crucify Christ? What's all this about? What's all this beast system? Because we are living in the end times and the beast system. What is this mark of the beast, the 666 and the beast system? And they're going to mark everyone on earth here. And those that don't take the mark will suffer, and a good percentage of us will end up being beheaded. You know, what is all this? You know, and again, as long as the church believes in the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and they preach the Word of God through Jesus Christ, and it's a good, honest, good Christian church, they'll sit down, they'll tell you everything that I'm saying right now, and they'll give you answers to your questions. And that's the most important thing to do. You have to have answers to your questions, folks. You just have to. So that's it, folks. Congratulations. I love you. God loves you. Jesus Christ certainly loves you, folks, the Son of God. This is Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, please think about donating. If you got anything out of today's podcast, I mean anything, think about donating. You know, even a couple bucks helps. And I don't go on here and I never beg for money, but, you know, your donations help keep me on the air. It's been a real struggle, but, you know, those are my own personal problems and issues, just like we all fall short of the glory of God. We all have sin. We all have problems in our lives. And sometimes it's a real struggle to keep this podcast going week after week, month after month, folks. And we all go through that. We all go through challenges in life. And I've learned to just stay focused on Jesus no matter how bad it gets. Just keep focused on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. And that's what you have to focus on. Everybody listening to the podcast, that's what you got to focus on, folks. Just focus on Jesus. All right, that's it. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, thanks for listening, and God bless you and your family. Until next time, I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.